Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Cade Mita Falcha, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for a mana, kia ora tena koutou, te whanganui a tara. Welcome one and all to another edition of Capital Irish at Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. It's Anthony Gaffney here. Lovely to be back once again on the airwaves for you today to bring you this wonderful show. And also we have the amazing Marion, who's in the nervous centre producing the show today. So sit back for the next wee while and hope you enjoy the show. So, my God, what's been happening? It's political madness now at the moment, isn't it? Are you blue or are you red or are you green? All these kind of conversations around the dinner table. It's basically the competition of who do you dislike the least. But we're not going to get too involved in that. We're pretty apolitical here on the show, and we give everyone a fair chance, and hopefully the right man or woman or people are there to run the country in the next kind of few weeks. But we'll focus on some happier things. We're in Rugby World Cup fever. Does it seem like there's just been competition after competition after competition? We've had the Women's World Cup. We've had the Football World Cup. I think we've had the Olympics. We've had all sorts of tours and whatnot going on. But the World Cup, to be fair, is my favourite. It's the one that I kind of look forward to every 4 years. And the boys are doing well over in France. And the one thing I've loved, we've obviously had a couple of, wouldn't say easy games, but you know, the big ones are coming. The one thing I've loved seeing is the banter of the crowd in the stadiums. My God, it's been electric. Nantes, I think, is where the Tongan game was, and it was just such a vibe there, seeing all the Irish flags, seeing all the Irish colours. My family have been over there, kind of various different cousins sending me kind of photos of all the games I've been to, and it looks like it's good crack, right? But this just kind of lends me to being a bit homesick now at the moment. And we've been kind of planning heading on back there for a while. And every time I seem to come in to do the show, someone's been back on holiday. I think, Marion, you've been back, I think, recently, have you? Yeah. Ray, I think, has had a bit of a trip back. And various different friends have gone back. And we've been planning a bit of a holiday ourselves, saying we've got to go back. The last time we were back, we kind of stopped in Ireland for, I think, 2 or 3 days on a kind of a European tour. And it just wasn't enough. So we said a few months ago, listen, we've got to do it. Let's book our flights. And so we said, right, well, let's do it. And so we started looking for the passports. Now, we moved over to Greytown about a year and a bit ago, packed up all the boxes. I can remember even in one box we had very important documents, wrote on it passports, and it was the one that we said, keep an eye on this one, track them all. But we had a bit of a move around from spot to spot when our house was delayed by about 9 months. So about 6 months ago, well, been in the house now for 3 months, but before we'd moved into the house, we were like, right, where's the box with the passports in it? Couldn't find it, but kind of put it on a bit of the back burner, moved into the house, got all the boxes out of 3 different storage containers around Macedon and Carterton, got them in, and we have a garage as well. There's some boxes are put in the garage, some boxes are put in the house, unpacking everything, and eventually it kind of pops back into your head, oh yeah, the passports, we said we look for the passports, where are they? And so the search began, and I've literally had, I think, probably 2 or 3 solid weekends where I've just gotten in and around the house, pulled everything out of the garage, looked in every single box, found a box that we had that we hadn't even unpacked from when we moved from England in 2015. It's like, why have we got this, for God's sake? But panic levels starts to kind of rise up. So there was, you know, 4 of us each got kind of either dual passports. Ada's got 3, the Kiwi, the Irish, the English passports where she was born. It's like, this is going to be such a hassle to replace them all. And so a couple of weekends ago, we were out at Kelly's parents' place, just kind of helping them move some stuff around, and opened up a cupboard, saw in the corner Kelly's writing on a box that said important documents, pulled something back. I was like, it's not, is it? It can't be. Ripped it all open, and there were the passports. Hallelujah. And you know what? Found the passports on a Sunday. Celebrated for most of the day. Well, Sunday, I was probably going to have a drink anyway, but it was a good reason to justify it. The next day came into work, Air New Zealand, UK Ireland flight sale. Unbelievable. Yeah, absolutely. It was made to happen. So booked our flights, booked our flights for April next year. So excited, so excited. Started going through all the places that we're going to have to go to. Actually, we were there for 4 weeks. We're flying into London for a weekend, see friends there, go back to Dublin, go down to Cork, see uncle and auntie in Cork, go to Galway, see uncle and auntie there as well. Thinking about cousins, there's one in some in Lusk, and I thought some in Slane, haven't been there. I thought, geez, I haven't been to Slane for years. Long, long time. And the last time that I was in Slane was for the festival, for the big kind of gigs they have there. But it was 1993. And I started reminiscing on that because there was a spot of luck associated with that too, in that I would have been 14 years old. So 1993, big kind of grunge scene in Ireland. You're either a rocker or you were a raver. You know, you're into kind of rock music or grunge music, and Pearl Jam was the big thing at the time. So 1993, Pearl Jam were playing at Slane Castle. Pearl Jam, Van Morrison, Four Non Blondes, James, Saw Doctors. We were like, can't afford tickets. Now, my best friend from school, David Foley, who I've lost touch with, so if you're listening, we'd love to kind of find out where you're living these days. But David, bless him, saw in the Evening Herald they're running a competition. Two tickets to Slane Castle. I was off. We'll enter it. Never expected it. Get a phone call a few days later. He won. So we had two free tickets. And I think back on it now, kind of how we ended up there. Not once did my parents say, you're 14, you're not going to Slane Castle to see a concert. But nonetheless, we ended up getting on the bus at Connolly Station or Euston Station. I think the mad packed sandwiches and a bit of a whatnot to kind of get us there. It's a few hour kind of drive, I suppose, to get up there. Ended up going to this gig, and my God, it was brilliant. The first big festival I think I'd been to, probably had a few ciders along the way. Won't kind of say much more about that. But out of the whole day, the bands are brilliant. The one band that rocked the entire show, the Saw Doctors. Such a good show. So 1993, they would have been going since 1986. Had kind of established themselves, I suppose, as kind of the support act to maybe the Hothouse Flowers and the Waterboys, who I think they were kind of mates with when they're kind of getting themselves set up in Galway and did a few kind of festivals. But, you know, N17, I think, when that kind of came out, first of all, it didn't quite land, but they played Fela, I think, a couple of years, the very first time that kind of ran in, Tipperary, I think it would have been. N17 took off from there. Their next single, which would have been I Used to Love Her, went to number one for 9 weeks. I think kind of caused a little bit of political kind of controversy, maybe probably with the church or whatnot, which is probably where most of these things going to go. But that was Ireland's biggest selling single for a long time. And I thought probably a good time to kind of stop and pause and kind of listen to some music. So this is the Saw Doctors with I Used to Love Her.
I have fallen for another, she can make her own way home. And even if she asks me now, well, I'd let her go alone. But I used to see her up the chapel when she went to Sunday Mass. And when she go up to receive, I'd kneel down there and watch her pass the glory of her ass. I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, it's gone. All my loving is gone. Whoa, 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 it's gone. All my loving is gone. Do you remember her collecting for concern on Christmas Eve? She was on a party at her fast, just water and black tea. And I walked straight up and made an ostentatious contribution. And I winked at her to tell her I'd seduce her in the future when she's feeling looser. I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, I used to love her, I used to love her once. Long, long time ago, it's gone. All my loving is gone. So now you know the truth of it, she's no longer my obsession. A lot of thoughts and dreams I had of her would take 6 months in confession. See, I met this young one Thursday night and she's into free expression. And her mission is to rid the world of this sinful repression. Then we had a session. I used to love her, I used to love her.
Great stuff. Now, if you're into your traditional Irish music kind of around 2001 to 2011, you might remember a band called Gráda. Gráda were an act who consisted of members from both Ireland and New Zealand. They spent plenty of their time touring around the world, probably took in, you know, 1,000 cities in 30 countries over the course of a decade. The members consisted of Andrew Laking, Nicola Joyce, Alan Doherty, Tola Custy, and our very own Jerry Paul. These guys who in their heyday would have played gigs at the Sydney Opera House, the Royal Glasgow Concert Hall, you know, Ireland's National Concert Hall, and did lots of kind of cool stuff, selling over about 50,000 albums, so they did pretty well. But they got 10 years in and decided to go and do some of their own things and disbanded and, you know, teamed up in various different guises, various different members, played with Hans Zimmer and Pauline Scanlon, doing various different things. Their own Jerry Paul got involved with Kooba Dupa, lots of other kind of bands and whatnot. But the good news is that they played a gig, I think it would have been in 2020, it was a one-off concert in New Zealand, and this went so well. So it's so well, they decided, let's get the band back together again. And here they are. So they're coming together for a bit of a reuniting kind of tour in 2023, a 9-date tour across New Zealand. It'll begin in Wellington on the 18th of October. And then the group head to New Plymouth, to Hamilton, Auckland, Kerikeri, Tauranga, Hastings, Nelson, and Lower Hutt. So be super exciting to see them all back together again, and to hear any kind of new songs they have put together. So we'll give you one of the older ones that they used to play. This is Gráda with The Queen and the Soldier.
A soldier came knocking upon the Queen's door. He said, I am not fighting for you anymore. And the Queen knew she'd seen his face someplace before. And slowly she let him inside. He said, I've watched your palace up here on the hill. And I've wondered who's the woman for whom we all kill. But I'm leaving tomorrow. You can do what you will. Only first I am asking you why. And down the long narrow hall he was led, into her room with her tapestries red. And she never once took the crown from her head. She asked him then to sit down. He said, I see you now and you are so very young. But I've seen more battles lost than I have battles won. And I've got this intuition, says it's all for your fun. And now would you tell me why? Well, the young queen, she fixed him with an arrogant eye. She said, you won't understand and you may as well not try. But her face was a child's and he thought she would cry. And she closed herself up like a fan. And she said, I have swallowed a secret burning thread. Cuts me inside and it's often I bled. And he laid his hand down on the top of her head. And he bowed her down to the ground. Tell me how hungry are you? How weak you must feel as you are living here alone. And you're never revealed, but I won't march again on your battlefield. And he took her to the window to see. And the sun, it was gold, but the sky, it was grey. And she wanted more than she ever could say. But she knew how it frightened her, and she turned away and would not look at his face again. And he said, I want to live as an honest man, to get all I deserve and to give all I can, to love a young woman who I don't understand. Your Highness, your ways are very strange. But the crown, it had fallen, and he thought she would break. And she stood there, ashamed of the way her heart ached. And he took her to the doorway. She asked him to wait. She would only be a moment inside. Out in the distance, her order was heard, and the soldier was killed, still waiting for her word, while the queen went on strangling in the solitude she preferred. The battle raged on.
If you're after something a little bit more contemporary, this guy started life busking on the streets of Dublin to selling out stadiums around the world and is now heading to Aotearoa. It is the one and only Dermot Kennedy. His platinum albums have sold in kind of 12 different countries around the world, or he's reached platinum in 12 different countries around the world. His latest album, Sonder, he's probably spent about 3 years working on all the tracks for this album, and hopefully when he kind of makes it over here, you'll get to hear a few of them. In total, I think he's probably been streamed or downloaded about 4 billion times, which is a crazy number. And just goes to show you how popular those kind of platforms are at the moment. So you'll get to hear all of his songs when he makes it over here. On the 29th of November, he's playing at the Auckland Spark Arena. And then on the 30th of November, he's playing at Anderson Park, just now down near the Botanical Gardens. So this is Dermot Kennedy and Outnumbered.
Tell you one thing, on the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be, I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I could have showed you all the scars at the start, but that was always the most difficult part. See, I'm in love with how your soul's a mix of chaos and art, and how you never try to keep them apart. I wrote some words and then I stared at my feet, became a coward when I needed to speak. I guess love took on a different kind of meaning for me, so when I go, just know it kills me to leave. To all the stars that light the road, don't ever leave that girl so cold. Never let me down, just lead me home. Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be, I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere.
yet to depart. There's still a song inside the halls in the dark. I'll come for you if you just stay where you are, and I'll always hold your hand in the car. There'll be days when it's difficult, but I ask you to never leave behind the reciprocal. We're past that, love is not designed for the cynical. So we have that, we can have that. To all the stars that light the road, don't ever leave that girl so cold. Never let me down, just leave me home. Don't tell me this is all for nothing. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can't be. I see the beauty that you can't see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, maybe I'll be out there somewhere. I can only tell you one thing. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. I see everything you can be. I see the beauty that you can see. On the nights you feel outnumbered, baby, I'll be out there somewhere. Baby, I'll be out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere.
Just looking forward to future events now. The Hutt Valley Irish Society have their annual golf session on the 7th of October. Tee off is at 1 p.m. at the Manor Park Golf Club. 19th hole is, of course, back at the Hutt Valley Irish Society at 12 Railroad Road. If you want to get in on that, it's golf@huttirish.org.nz or check it out online for details. Also, one for the long-term radar, it's the Wellington Irish Society are having their Wellington Irish Day. That's on Sunday, the 5th of December. Seems like a long way out, but there's a few parts to it where you may have to kind of book in advance. The piece de resistance of this one will be 1 till 3 o'clock, the toy show with Santa. My God. Yeah, I'll be there. I don't even think my kids have seen the toy show yet. I know. I feel like I'm depriving them of their Irish childhood. But 1 till 3, it's the toy show. 3 till 5 is an Irish afternoon tea, which you have to book. It's $20 per person. And then crack August Kjol from 5 p.m. So get a look at their website to find out more details about that. As always, keep an eye out on the various web pages and online content for what's going on in the Wellington region, in particular that of the Hutt Valley Irish Society, the Wellington Irish Society, Friends of Ireland, and the Irish Business Network of New Zealand. Stay safe. We'll catch you next week. For myself, Marion, and the team here at Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, Slán Leat, agus go raibh amagat, má te wá. And this one, best luck to the boys in green at the weekend. This one is for all the fans in Paris at the stadium. This is the Dubliners with the Field of Athenry.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.